Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to this Tuesday evening edition of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here for this Tuesday, August 21st of 2018. And I'm your host for this evening, the Miracle Man. We're so glad you could join us today. Hopefully, it looked like it was going to be a really rainy day, like all day. When I was getting up this morning, it was raining like crazy, thundering a lot. And then later on, though, it straightened up, and now the sun's out, and it's beautiful. Nice. Late summer here in Michigan. It's going to be a beautiful next couple days. Tomorrow's going to be a little on the cooler side by summer standards. It's going to be only in the mid-70s. But Thursday, under blue skies, very sunny skies, it's going to jump up into the lower 80s. So it's going to be beautiful. Beautiful weather. And then looking forward to a real beautiful next few days. I'm here at McDonald's, as I normally am, for the show. At 1711 South Saginaw Road is where the McDonald's is. We're across the road from Kmart and next to a Disability Network of Michigan office to the northwest and to the southeast. I mean, to the northwest, we have a Disability Network office. To the southeast, we have a Admiral / Marathon gas station. And of course, as you know, you'll know you're at McDonald's when you see the Golden Arches. And I'm inside, I'm sitting here in a booth. And we're doing the show together. And I got a sign that football season is so close. My high school band, when I was getting out of my house tonight to come and do the show, the band of my old high school, Midland High School, the band was outside doing practice. That's a sign to me that football season is near. A sign that I love deeply, as one of my very favorite parts of a Midland High football game is that amazing band. Generally, it's 185 to 200 members strong on an average year, and fantastic. They do a fantastic job. Bill Monroe is an awesome band director. If you have a kid, a student who is in middle school and they're thinking, maybe they're a band student in middle school and they're still thinking about whether or not they want to do band in high school, if I were a parent, I'd be telling my kids, I think you should stick with it. Not forcing them or nothing like that, but I really think that they'd enjoy it because the band is an awesome experience for kids. I didn't do band, but like I've heard that for those who do it, that it is awesome. It really is. And so That's a sign that football season is near. In fact, the first game at Midland Community Stadium on the varsity level is two nights from tonight, so Thursday night, where Dow High will be home to take on Grand Blanc. But, folks, it's a sign. Football season is near. Like I just said, I heard the marching band. As it is, in fact, one of my favorite parts of the football season. It really is. I want to remind you that McDonald's has their $1, $2, and $3 menu still going on. For example, $1 McChickens, sausage burritos, and any size sodas. For $2, you can get yourself two buttermilk crispy chicken strips and a sausage McGriddle. You can get that for $2 as well. Or you can also get a bacon McDouble. For $3, you can get yourself a happy kids meal for your child, a triple cheeseburger, an egg McMuffin, I believe, and or a classic chicken sandwich. And those are the $1, $2, $3 value meal, dollar value options. Available at a McDonald's near you. See store for details. Price and participation may vary. I must say that because I know in this area, I was looking at a couple different McDonald's that are here in the city. One of the McDonald's that are in the city does not have the $1 sausage burritos. I don't know why he decided to raise his price on it, but I don't think it was a good idea. I think he needs to he really should have followed that deal, because it's a dollar burrito. Here's the deal, though. Oh, my God. Here's the deal. Let me tell you what else. I got some others. So, is that? I want to remind you that the flea market is going on this Saturday in Midland at Living Word Church at 2010 North Stark Road. It is, anyone can go to it. Good free stuff will be there. Go check it out. There'll be back to school, there'll be backpacks with back to school supplies in them. If you're on the west side of Michigan, though, like Grand Rapids and that, Grand Rapids unfortunately decided that it was a good idea to start school 2 weeks before Labor Day. And to be honest with you, I don't think that was smart. I really don't. Should have at least waited to start until next week. At least. Or, better yet, not even ask for a waiver and just start the day after Labor Day. But, my rant is over on this, but just to say, they'll be back to school supplies at the flea market, along with a lot of other great stuff, like clothing and other good stuff. So, so you want to go take a good look. Okay? You want to go take a really good look at stuff to see what you want, what sounds good, what looks good to you. Okay. Now, let me see. What else did I want to say before I do introduction? Well, this. You know, some of the best donuts I've ever had are Cops and Donuts. And I want to tell you how Cops and Donuts was started. It's a pretty cool story. So, Clare City Bakery had been in operation for just about 100 years. In 2009, they were just about ready to close their doors. The financial, we were in the midst of that Great Recession that totally ransacked Michigan. In other states, it was not pretty at all. But all the Clare Police Department officers decided they wanted to save the bakery. They saved the bakery. And through that process, they decided to rename it. So they renamed it Cops and Donuts. They then decided to decorate that shop in cop memorabilia, police officer memorabilia. I say cop respectfully. By the way, I love our police. I hope you do too. I wish people had a lot more respect for our police. I really wish they did. And even me, as we've had events happen in this country and that over the last few years has made me had a greater respect for police. I mean a lot. I thank God for them. But about the donut thing. So they started to come up with their own different donuts. They have the squealer, which is a donut with bacon on top. They have the peanut butter donut, which is a deputy. Chocolate glaze and peanut butter inside. It's called the deputy. They have a cinnamon nightstick and a few other different names based on the police force. And they have different funny signs in their shops. Now, I say shops because in addition to the Clare store, the Clare headquarters, there is also a Bay City precinct and a Mount Pleasant precinct of Cops and Donuts, all of which have great service and great donuts from which you can choose. Lots of different flavors. My personal favorite is the peanut butter deputy, I must say. But go check them out. Another good local business. And it's good to support the little guys because they say nearly 70% of the economy is small business. Or two-thirds, something like that, is small business. It's not the major corporations. Small business. So, give these guys a hand. You'll be glad you did. You really will. And Cops and Donuts is one of my favorite places to get a donut. Of course, in other places I got other donut shops. I will not say at this time because figured out. Give a little infomercial for Cops and Donuts, which is available, as I said, in near downtown, right near downtown Bay City, right near downtown Clare, and on Mission Street in Mount Pleasant. If you want information, you can log on to the Cops and Donuts Facebook page to find out more information. Now, I want to communicate to you what the plan is for this evening. I want to go to Luke chapter 18. Let me just take a look at something here. Taking a look at something real quick, so sorry for being quiet. Just letting you know I'm still here. But I don't want you to think I went away or nothing. I'm still here. The mic is still on. We're still rolling. Looking at the chapter just to kind of see. Okay, just see what chapter. I'm going to go to Luke 18 this evening. I'm just skimming through 19 real quick, too, just to see if I change my mind. I'm just looking just to see. I am going to do 18. So Luke 18, and then Hebrews 11 and the first two verses of Hebrews 12. That's our plan for this evening as far as Bible reading. And then I'm going to exhort. And after that, we're going to have our sports update where I will update you on what's happening for the Tigers, as well as the decision on Michigan's quarterback, who Michigan will have as quarterback. So that's what's going to be the sports topics this evening. So, right now I'm going to get right into the introduction of the show. I'm going to make it brief. So, the show is, of course, called The Preacher and the Miracle Man. I want you to tell other prospective listeners about the show, please. I really do want you to tell people about the show. We want you to get the word out so that other people can know how to be a part of the show. That's why I take some time to explain. So, you go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. You'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you'll want to type in Upfront Entertainment. Once again, that website is Upfront Entertainment. Is what you'll want to type in that search bar. After you type that in, you will see a link. That link will take you to our channel, which is called Living Large. We've done over 190 episodes now, and we're really proud of what we've done. We really are. And we want you to hit that follow button. Because when you hit that follow button, you're going to get notified when we get ready to do a show. And so that's a great thing we've got for you. And we want to tell you, it is always a very smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Always a smart thing. You use it for everything else, pay your bills, all that other stuff. Why not use it for something that'll save your life? Amen. We also have a telephone number that you can call into the show and be a part of the show that way. We can talk about generally anything you want to talk about, except for politics. You want to call in and talk about politics, what's going to happen is I'm going to tell you to pray for those who have authority over you. And then I'm going to tell you to vote, because that is really important. Voting is really important. And you can't complain if you're not voting. You can't. So, the telephone number to call into the show is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, this telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. You want to listen for the prompt and then press 1 to call into the show. My assistant will let me know that we got a caller. I'm going to say okay. Then you'll have the floor and you'll be able to come on and say what you want. As I said, we can talk about basically anything you want to on the show. And so I want you to call in. Be a participant. Don't just sit there on the sidelines. Participate. So, now, we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening. I thank you for these wonderful listeners who have decided to join me tonight, wherever they are, whatever they're doing. Claim that you'll bless them. As they are ready to receive the word tonight, your word. Yeah. I thank you that these people will come with hearts ready to receive and ears ready to hear. I thank you that these people, that their minds are alert. Their mind is alert. Their heart is receptive. And that they are ready to receive the incorruptible, indestructible Word of God. I thank you that these people will learn something from your word, and that they will never be the same, ever, 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 never, 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 never. I thank you, Lord God, for that you would bless me tonight. Thank you that you would use me as an oracle tonight. I give you permission to interrupt me. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you right now that I would say what you would have me say, Jesus, rather than what I might not say. I'll say what you would have me say. I give you praise and honor and glory. Lord, I confess over this show right now. I confess that finances come to the show, that new equipment comes to the show, that that sponsors and partners come to the show who want to help me, and increases in audience listenership come to the show. And most importantly, I claim that in the name of Jesus, many souls are won on the show for you. Many souls. Many souls all the time. More souls, more souls, more souls. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. All right. Let's go to Luke chapter 18. Man, get excited about the word. And I want to encourage you. Be a participant tonight. Don't be a spectator. Whatever I do at McDonald's for these next few minutes, you do with me. I pray, you pray. When I'm studying the Bible, you study with me. When I'm exhorting, you go ahead and pay attention so you can receive what God has for you. Amen. We don't want you to be a spectator. We want you to be a participant. Because this is not football or basketball. This is the Word of God. So, I am in Luke chapter 18. We're going to find out about a beggar who received their sight. So I'm going to begin with verse 1. We got a couple parables first. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor did he care about men. Oh, there's judges like that in this country. Oh, yeah. Verse 3. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time, he refused. But finally, he said to her, to himself, even though I do not fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she will not eventually wear me out with her coming. The Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice with his chosen ones? who cry out to him day and night, will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Verse 9 now, next parable. Some who go confident with their own righteousness and look down on everybody else. Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. So if you can imagine, he probably worked for something like the IRS or something, the IRS in those days. And the Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men. Robbers, adults, evildoers, adulterers, or even like a tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of all I get. In other words, he's saying, I fast and I pay my tithe. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven. But he beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself, he will be humbled. And anyone who humbles himself will be exalted. Verse 15. People were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. A certain ruler asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus asked. No one is good except for God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not give false witness. Honor your father and your mother. All these I have kept since I was a boy, he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, but you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give it to the poor. And you will have treasures in heaven. Then come and follow me. When he heard this, he became very sad because he was a man of great wealth. Jesus looked at him and said, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the rich man to inherit the kingdom of God. Those who heard this asked, who then can be saved? Jesus replied. What is impossible for men is possible with God. Peter said to him, we have left all we have had to follow you. I tell you the truth, Jesus said to them, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come, eternal life. Verse 31, Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him. They will insult him. They will spit on him. They will flog him, and they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise again. The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about. Verse 35 now. Pay attention. Now as Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting there by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He called out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see, he replied. Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. All right. All righty. So, I figured, now let's go to, and let's go and take a look at Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. The faith chapter. Let's go with me there. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Now faith. I'm going to begin reading, and I want you to go ahead and catch up to me. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, the evidence of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man. And when God spoke well of his offering, and by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. And by his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. And by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents as did Isaac and Jacob, or heirs with some of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promise was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to talk about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released so that they may gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and were put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something for us so that only together with us would they be made perfect. First two verses of chapter 12 now. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy sent before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. All right. Let's discuss what happened. So, in Luke 18, we saw that Jesus healed the blind man. Now, this man who was blind, he asked someone, it'd be like if I didn't have a clue what was going on and I heard a bunch of people going by and I said, what's going on? And someone would have said, Wall Rivers, or whatever this man's name was, Jesus is passing by. And so the man shouts, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Let me tell you something about this person. He was desperate. He was desperate. You know, if you're believing for a miracle to happen like now, you got to be to that place where you're desperate. And you'll do anything to see that miracle happen. You've got to get to that place of desperation. And this man was fervent. And so the guy screams out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. People tell him to be quiet. They push him back in the corner. They He yells again, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus asks this man. He looks at this man and he says, "Well, sir, what do you want me to do for you? You know, what can I do for you?" This man says, "Jesus, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus told this man, Son, your faith has healed you. The man received his sight. He followed Jesus. Everyone who had seen it praised God that day. And I'm sure it wasn't no wimpy little flap. I'm sure they were shouting unto God. I'm sure that if they were in a church somewhere, I'm sure they were giving a standing ovation and shouting. Because let me tell you, when someone receives that level of a miracle, a blind man who may have been blind for a very, very, very long time, he receives his sight. That is a big deal. That's no little, "Oh, by the way, a blind man got his sight restored." That ain't no little thing. That is not a little thing at all. That's a big deal. But then I refer to something else that was in Luke 18. Jesus said, "Through man, not all things are possible with man. But with God, all things are possible." All things are possible. So, in my life, I stand on that verse that says, with God, all things are possible. That's the verse that I stand on for my healing. Because I know the manifestation is going to take place. And you know what I think Jesus is going to say to me? I think he's going to say, "Rivers, your faith has healed you." And then I'll see. And then when my sight comes, I'm sure, if it's during a church service, I'm sure people are going to shout. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy the day I see. Now, another miracle that I read about, where those Pharisees who would say things like, "Jesus, why are you healing on the Sabbath and stuff?" They should have been clapping and shouting and giving praise to God. And just been thanking the Lord. And just acknowledging. But no, they had to criticize him. But I want to let you know something. The Jesus I serve, with the Jesus I serve, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. At all. You can do anything. You just got to have the faith to believe that I'll do it. And you have to realize that if you have the faith, he'll do it. He said it in his word. Now, Lord, I thank you right now for this word. I thank you that we would all understand it, get it within us, and that we would realize that through you, Jesus, everything is possible. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are the God of peace. You calm the storms. You make a way where there seems to be absolutely no way on earth. You, God, are the answer. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we would stop turning to all this other stuff, to all these human things for answers, and turn to you. Now, I love doctors and these other things. I thank you that when we need help, say with our body, that instead of just turning to the doctor, we'll turn to you as well. Because you have the answer. You know more than any doctor. You know more than any one else. You know, Jesus. And that we'll have you involved in our lives, Jesus. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that this evening. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you. If anyone is listening that and they do not know you, I pray that they would call me right now on the show and they would give their life to you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now tomorrow night. God's dealing with me that tomorrow night that I need to talk about the prodigal son. So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow night. Because even though I'm not a prophet, I've heard Dr. Barclay say from the pulpit at Living Word Church that prodigals are going to be coming home. And sinners are going to be coming into the churches to give their life to Jesus. And so I'm going to teach on the prodigal son tomorrow night for a little bit. And then at the end of that, I'm going to pray for those who have prodigal children. And wanted to let you know that that's it. God speaking to me for tomorrow night. So, be ready. See. It's going to be a good word, though. Really is. And I don't want you to think I'm sad about it. I'm not at all. I obey God. Yes, I do. I obey God. And God wants me to say stuff. I say it. Because I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Now, with sports news, the Detroit Tigers begin Chicago week tonight. Oh, the only thing that makes it Chicago week is that tonight and tomorrow they play the Chicago Cubs, and then Thursday to Sunday they play the Chicago White Sox. So it just happens to be that they're playing six Chicago games in a row. So that's why I call it Chicago week. Tonight's game starts at 7:10 p.m. Jordan Zimmermann is your pitcher. We're looking to start getting some winning going, keeping our winning ways going at home. Just keep the winning going. Keep doing what we've been doing. Now, in football news, Shea Patterson, it has been confirmed that Shane Patterson will be the starting quarterback for Michigan football this season. The Ole Miss transfer is really excited to have this opportunity to be the starter. I think he's going to do great things for Michigan. I really do. I must say this, though. Michigan has one of the toughest schedules this year in the country. Right off the get-go, Michigan has to go to Notre Dame on September 1st. All other games of note, they have to go to Madison to play Wisconsin, and they have to go to Columbus to play Ohio State. And I should also mention that they have to go to Lansing to play Michigan State. None of those four games that I just mentioned are going to be easy. I highly doubt it. So Michigan is going to have to be on their A game if they want any chance at all of the Big Ten East. They will have to be on their A game completely if they want to win the Big Ten East. And they play Penn State, but it's at home, but still, they still have to be on their A game if they want to win the Big Ten East. And now about that Ohio State thing, a decision is going to be made tomorrow on what's going to happen with Urban Meyer. I don't know what they're going to do. I'm sure they will do act accordingly. Also, Midland High School football. High school football in Michigan starts this week. Most of your freshmen and JVs start tomorrow or Thursday. And your varsities play either Thursday night or Friday night, depending on school. Midland plays Thursday night in Traverse City at Thurl B. Field against Traverse City West. Dow High plays at Midland Community Stadium on Thursday night against Grand Blanc. Both of these games start at 7 p.m. I really enjoyed tonight's show. I hope you did as well. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow evening.